It is indeed, Donal, and I suppose firstly I'd like to extend my sympathies to Dylan's family, his extended neighbours and friends, and the young boy that was involved with him as well in relation to this serious incident. It's an awful tragedy, Donal, and no family should have to go through it.
You're looking for witnesses to what happened, trying to build up a full picture of the incident. Talk us through what you can, what you know already.
This collision occurred, Donal, at approximately between 5:15 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Friday the 21st. I suppose the location is better described as Tullyarvan, Buncrana, but local people will know it as the road basically in front of the Woods Estate as you travel towards Slavery, Buncrana. What we do know at this moment in time is that two young boys, a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old boy, Dylan being the 11-year-old boy, were walking on the footpath from the Doonwood Estate where he resided along the footpath, and we believe they were heading in the St. Joseph's Park Slavery direction. There was a blue Ford Transit van travelling from the Slavery direction towards town. It was a 05DL blue, sort of darkish blue Ford Transit van, and Dylan was involved in a collision with the van. Now, he received significantly serious injuries at the scene and was subsequently transferred to Anthony Galvin Hospital. He was transferred after that to the Royal Victoria in Belfast, but sadly lost his fight for life yesterday evening. And I suppose we're appealing for anyone that was in the general area of Slavery, travelling both towards Slavery from town or travelling from the Slavery direction in towards town. It's an extremely busy road, and I think at the time, 5:15, 5:30, significant amount of traffic coming and going to the town. Certainly, at the time the collision occurred, weather conditions were very, very poor. It was windy, there were significantly heavy showers, and it was sort of between lights. It would have been partially bright, but it certainly was a much, much darker evening than the normal evenings. So we're appealing for anyone that was in that general area, that if they've seen the two young boys walking on the footpath, or if they met the van, or can assist us in any way in relation to our inquiries, we would appreciate it. And I will say, Donald, there have been a number of witnesses that have come forward. They have provided us with significant help in relation to our investigations, including CCTV, and we appreciate that. And the significance and the seriousness of it means that the local community have fallen in, and every help that's been in the decision to give us, that they've provided.
What's becoming much more popular and prevalent in this day and age, of course, is dash cam footage. And if anyone has dash cam footage that could help, either from the scene itself or even before the collision itself actually happened, that could prove pivotal to your investigation as well.
Certainly don't. Look, at we think the collision occurred 5:15, 5:30, but we would appeal for anyone that was in that general area, basically between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. that would have been travelling up and down. Some people would have gone for short distances. There are a number of housing estates there, and they may have seen something, or may have been even in the woods or the Doonwood Estate and seen the young boys, and that there prior to the actual collision occurring.